Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, and Assange is set to be extradited to the United States for false claims that he has committed espionage against this nation through a large DOD, military industrial complex, predator class program to propagate that he is somehow an asset of Russia and normalize the idea that this man could be assassinated, never given a trial, put into exile, and then dragged out and tortured in Belmarsh prison, while the authoritative press largely ignores it and underplays it. Okay? And this is going to be an important one for a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons. Because right now, for instance, you know, I go across all sorts of news networks at night when I'm trying to go to sleep and I want to see what's on there. So I was watching Bloomberg, okay, talking about the economy crash. I get to CNN International. It's much the same. I get to OAN. It's even much the same there across the board. But while I'm watching OAN, I see that this Trump tour is continuing. Hey, Donnie, you failed Julian Assange. On your way out, you want to pardon people like Kodak Black, but you laid off of that one. Bad move, dude. Bad move. When you ran on love the WikiLeaks, can't get enough of the WikiLeaks. How about those WikiLeaks? Yeah, how about those WikiLeaks? Okay, because Mike Pompeo, who's on this tour, okay, he is one of the architects, along with people like Bill Barr and others, throughout the years, Mr. Trump, that went after Assange, period, period. And we could talk about Trump sending Dana Rohrabacher over there to try to get Assange to roll on one of his sources, but that's not what journalists do. And the evidence was clear where those emails came from. They weren't hacked. It wasn't a Russian operation. Hello? Hello? So we're going to play two things here. We're going to play Assange's wife, and I believe his lawyer gets a little part in it as well, talking about this extradition, because originally, they had ruled that Assange could not be extradited to the United States for fear that he would commit suicide. Boy, there's no precedent for that lately, is there? And that's why we're also going to play first Tucker Carlson having Julian Assange's brother on, one of the only mainstream media journalists to cover this in a fair manner. So love him or hate him, he's covering Assange, others aren't. And, you know, this is in the same, if you saw last night's, this is in the same broadcast where he makes child abuse allegations against the Bidens via evidence that I discussed a long time ago, all right, and then kept throwing in inappropriate showers with his daughter throughout the broadcast. So he also wanted to point out, okay, the Epstein situation and now Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyers saying that there's a prisoner who's openly boasting that she has been offered a whole lot of money to kill Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, is that a possibility? Absolutely. Look at the world we live in. So the tail end of the segment I'm going to play before Assange is Tucker Carlson pointing this fact out. Now, I want to say this. When they first ruled Julian Assange was not going to be extradited, and then they cut some deals in the appeal where they said, no, don't worry, he's going to survive for our show trial. Okay? And who cares if he does survive? All of this is unjust. All of this is insane. Period. There's no way around that. Okay? That is a false... It's just false. It just shows the collusion between these establishments within the military-industrial complex, between Ecuador, okay? And then the UK, and now the United States. You see how this works? He's an Australian citizen. By God. So, again, credit to the Tuckster for one of his most powerful broadcasts ever last night, having Trace Gallagher go over the absurdity of the Epstein suicide situation that we've also been talking about. We may do a whole nother video, okay, just going over this. But here, take a watch. So they talk about these accidents at the end and then get into Assange. And then we're going to play Assange's wife and lawyer talking about the current situation because they're going to appeal. I don't have a lot of hopes for appeal, okay? Thumbs it up, subscribe, share. Remember, guys, we're fully demonetized. Buy me a coffee and subscribe over on Rumble. We got to get to 1,000 subscribers over there. We're fully kicked off of YouTube right now, and who knows if we're going to survive. So, Tucker, take it away.
A lot of accidents in a row. Trace, I appreciate you bringing that to us tonight. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Where are all the videos from? Pedo Island? Oh. So if you're conservative, you remember the name Julian Assange, and you remember the Bush people are always telling you he was a bad guy. But at this point, you have to wonder, what exactly did Julian Assange do wrong? What was his actual crime? Well, offending people with power. That was his real crime. Assange founded WikiLeaks, and WikiLeaks published internal emails that embarrassed the DNC and the Hillary Clinton for President campaign.
And by the way, went after a lot of different aspects of the global establishment. And while Julian was in Ecuador, published the OPCW documents that without a doubt hammered home the fact there was no chemical attack in Douma, in Syria, okay? Right on the heels of when Donald Trump twice in a week was talking about, we have to get out of Syria, all right? Now, shout out, I mentioned OAN earlier. Shout out to OAN and Pearson Sharp in particular going there and really doing the groundwork prior to that coming out and really just backing up everything that Pearson had done, period. All right. But it shows how manipulative the system is. And that's just one small example. We talk about the Panama Papers. Okay. Everybody likes to talk about the C-130 and the DNC emails. Yes, they're important. But WikiLeaks is so important beyond all of that. Let's continue.
So published videos showing the U.S. military killed civilians in Iraq and covered it up. So exposing the crimes of the powerful is itself a crime, apparently. So the U.S. government has charged Assange with violations of the Espionage Act. Really? He's a spy now. And then leaned on the British government to help. So today, the Britain's Interior Ministry authorized Assange's extradition to the United States to face trial. Here he faces 175 years in prison. Here was the reaction from Assange's father today.
Australian friends find it extraordinary that the country that gave the world freedom of the press, enshrined in its constitution, in the First Amendment, today brought that freedom to an end. It's over. For a publisher to be extradited to the United States, charged under the Espionage Act, oppresses all publishers, all journalists everywhere.
And it also is on the heels of two of the videos I did yesterday. If you haven't seen them, they're available only at Rumble and Rockfin and will be premiering over at Podbean in audio and video form as well. But I want you to think about this. You've got the FBI coming to the homes of people because of the Biden daughter diary. What? Then you have a journalist for Al Jazeera being outright executed by the IDF. Even the Washington Post does an investigation. And what does our military industrial complex establishment, Blinken, say to Abby Martin? Oh, we don't have definitive answers. There hasn't been an act. I mean, they assassinated this woman. That's how they want to treat journalists that oppose the great narrative, if you will. The authoritative sources. That's how they really would love to treat them. Imprison, torture, smear, accuse, and kill. That should alarm everybody. Not just journalists, not just conservatives, okay? Not just liberals, every human being on the planet. That should concern. Let's continue on.
It's an atrocity. Gabe Shipton is Julian Assange's brother. He's also a film producer. We're happy to have him join us tonight. Gabe, thanks so much for coming on. So do you believe your brother will be extradited to the United States, and do you believe the Biden administration will prosecute him under the Espionage Act?
Well, Tucker, it certainly seems that way. The Biden administration has continued on with this extradition, and Julian is running out of options in the UK. The courts at the highest level have now approved his extradition, and so has the UK government. So we think that his extradition is going to happen probably within the year.
So if your brother can be prosecuted under the so-called Espionage Act, then any journalist or any citizen who offends the people in charge or exposes their misdeeds can be prosecuted. Why isn't every journalist in the West defending your brother?
Well, that's a very good question, Tucker. I think, you know, we've seen some journalists come out. Obviously, yourself, you've been very strong. But until now, they've been able to, a lot of them have been able to say, well, the UK government is going to stop this. But now that's become very clear that the UK government is not going to stop this. And this is really, you know, the fight of our lifetimes for press freedom. And yes. So it's up to all the journalists now to get together and stand up together to fight this and to just get the Biden administration to drop this.
But again, it goes beyond the Biden administration. It's the Trump administration as well. Okay? Rick Grenell wasn't your friend. Mike Pompeo wasn't your friend. Do you get it? All right? Donald Trump, when he talks about the weakness of Pence and the cowardice of Bill Barr. Hey, Donnie, what about Julian Assange? You know what? Donald Trump would probably have close to my full support in this next 2024 run and tour if he had pardoned Assange. If he had said, you know, this is probably the most important thing I'm going to end up doing. We did a lot of great things, top things, best things, great people. But Julian Assange and WikiLeaks are important. He's pardoned. Wow. That would have been big. We're dropping all charges. Now, does that mean that the Biden administration, the DOJ, wouldn't have picked it up? Right? And a lot of people would have said that's controlled opposition. He didn't even do that. Now, unfortunately, Tucker gets it wrong in the next few seconds here when he says, well, hopefully he'll have a better shot in the United States. Not a chance in hell. The district they have going for this trial does not lose. They don't lose. Let me repeat that. They don't lose. You think your January 6th non-trial is a show trial, Tuck? This will be the biggest show trial yet.
I must say, for all of its faults, I think the United States is still a freer country than the UK. I think he probably has a better shot here. I hope that's true. Anyway, I appreciate your continuing to bring your brother's case to the world's attention because it deserves it. Gabe Shipton, thank you.
So again, I think he gets that wrong. And we're going to be playing this clip right now of a press conference. And this should be shouted from the rooftops. Period. Oh, did I not click through? Hold on 1 second, folks. Thumbs it up, subscribe, and share. Oh, come on. Don't tell me you froze up on me. Well, we got that freezing on up. Let's see if we can't do that. Nope, doesn't want to do it. But we'll get it, guys. We'll do it. We'll do it live. We don't give up here. We'll write it, and we'll do it live. Maybe that's because it didn't download? Huh. You know what? Fine, we'll just bring up the website where I got it, huh? You think you can stop me? Nah, we're playing it.
Thank you for coming on short notice. I'm sure you all understand the extremely serious implications this has for all of you and the profession and for human rights and for Julian personally. I spoke to Julian about 45 minutes ago. He had just learned of the decision. He was not contactable in Belmarsh, so no one had been able to deliver the decision to him until he had spoken to one of his lawyers just before speaking to me. This was always a possibility that Priti Patel would approve sending Julian to the country that has plotted to assassinate him, to the country that Julian exposed the crime of, the crimes of. And we're not at the end of the road here. We're going to fight this. We're going to use every appeal avenue. And we're going to fight. I'm going to spend every waking hour fighting for Julian until he's free, until justice is served.
This is the outcome that we have been concerned about for the last decade. This decision is a grave threat to freedom of speech, not just for Julian, but for every journalist and editor and media worker in this country. He faces 175 years in prison for publishing information for which he's won journalism awards the world over and has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. This should shock and concern everyone, every citizen, every journalist, every editor, every media organisation. We will continue to appeal. This is not the end of the road, and we will use every appeal mechanism available to us to prevent this extradition. We continue to call upon the Biden administration to drop this case because of the grave threat it poses to free speech everywhere and across the United States. And we continue to call on the Australian government to take action and to protect this Australian citizen who is at risk.
So, you know, the Biden administration, I don't even like calling it that because, yeah, I guess it's the Biden administration. He runs nothing. Did you see it? They tried to roll him out today after he was dragged away by his wife yesterday. As like the, remember when Bill Clinton used to jog and ride bikes? Huh? They used to try to do the same thing with George Bush. Let everybody know president was moving. He pulls up to a bunch of people. Okay. Looks like it's smooth. And then falls down. It's embarrassing. It's sad. Okay. We've never had a puppet more outward than Joe Biden, more feeble than Joe Biden, ever during a time period when they are going to try to bring one of the world's most important journalists, okay, that provided leaked information to the United States for a show trial to end freedom of the press globally. It's a big deal. It's a real big deal. Folks, support the broadcast. Thumbs it up, subscribe, share. Go over to Rumble. If you're not subscribed over to Rumble, I need you. We need less than 100 people to subscribe over at Rumble immediately. Shade the Motion Picture, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, Fabled Enemies, and Loose Change Final Cut are available free right here, right now in the playlist sections. Okay? Consider buying me a coffee, $5, $10, $15. It means the world to me. I want to thank Odyssey for backing me up. The bank it on up, AMA. This is what I got kicked off of YouTube for yet again. It's ridiculous. But thank you, Odyssey, for backing me up. Here at 919. Let's see if we got any more. Did we do better than 920? I need 80 of you. 80 of you to go subscribe over at Rumble. We're also on the Podbean if you want an RSS feed and an audio version of the broadcast. There's VidCast too. And of course, Rockfin. It's $9.99 a month, $99.99 for the year. You hit subscribe on a desktop, you get everybody's premium content, and you support this broadcast. Guys, thanks for joining me. It's not about left or right. It's always about right and wrong. I love you, and I'll see you on the flip side.